The state of Washington's largest public sector embezzlement case ever moves forward today with a guilty plea. A public works employee admits he took the money over more than 20 years in Franklin County in the southeast part of the state. Correspondent Anna King has more.
Nearly $3 million is gone. Dennis Merle Houston of Pasco, Washington, says he spent the taxpayers' money mostly on cocaine and gambling. The scheme started in 1990 when Houston opened up a bank account under a business name that sold material to the county. The business shuttered, but the Public Works Finance Director kept writing checks and collecting them before they were mailed out. Franklin County Commissioner Rick Miller says the county was prime for a theft of this kind since its checks and balances and computing systems hadn't kept pace with its rapid growth.
I hate to say the word embarrassing. It is. There was mistakes made a long time ago when this county only had 20,000 people instead of 80,000 it has now. And it's just a change of times, and we've got to keep up with it.
Houston could get up to 25 years in prison and be required to pay more than $2.8 million in restitution. I'm Anna King in Richland.